Chapter 55. Flashback. Proposal. Canterlot. Several months before the Badlands fall. Broadsword was nervous. Actually, that was a gross understatement. It had been around 2 years since the whole business with the changelings and his subsequent imprisonment. When that infiltrator had informed him of his old love's murder, regrets long buried returned tenfold. She had been on his mind the whole time until his rescue, and afterwards he didn't believe the new hole could ever be filled. And then he met Scarlet Snow. He would always keep a special place for his first love taken from him, but where the changeling would have him believe he would never love again, Scarlet had proved otherwise. Ever since that day in the hospital, they had begun to see each other for the occasional drink, and then occasional became weekly, and then damn near daily. They had begun to spend very little time apart, something that Vladimir in Shining Armor, who had since left for the newly returned Crystal Empire, loved to point out to him. It was pretty obvious to all they were dating. Broadsword had fallen in love with her optimism and her caring attitude, along with her strength and ability as a soldier in the EUP. Her eyes, her mane, her snowy white-colored coat, everything about her was perfect. He liked to believe the feeling was mutual, and there was one question that could confirm it. A hoof to the back of his head brought him back to the here and now.
Ekis the Broadsword, are you there?
Scarlet smirked as he rubbed the new sore spot on the back of his head.
What are you thinking about?
Stuff, was the rather awkward reply. The Pegasus and Unicorn were sitting on one of Canterlot Castle's mini balconies, the early night sky above them. They had a magnificent view of the lands beyond Mount Canter, the green fields rolling along for miles around. A table was set up for them. Drinks sat on top.
So, how many favors did you have to call in to get this little spot?
Scarlet grinned.
It's not every day you have a date on one of the castle's luxurious balconies.
Call it a perk of being captain of the Solar Guard, Broadsword smirked. All I had to do was ask.
Celestia's having you pull a double shift tomorrow, isn't she?
Scarlet asked in amusement.
I'm fairly sure she was joking, Broadsword hoped.
Scarlet laughed at her boyfriend's sheepish grin.
Time will tell.
Broadsword looked towards Scarlet, examining her beautiful features illustrated by the bright moonlight. Scarlet noticed his stares and couldn't help but blush.
What are you looking at?
She asked.
You're beautiful, you know that?
He said. The blush deepened.
Okay. Why are you being super romantic all of a sudden?
What do you mean?
The balcony, the things you're saying, the looks. What's going on?
I'm always romantic, Broadsword protested.
Actually, I had you pinned as being slightly hopeless at it,
Scarlet admitted.
It's part of your charm.
I'll try not to take that personally,
Broadsword deadpanned, though with slight amusement.
All right. There was, one thing.
I knew it,
she muttered.
All right, what happened?
Nothing.
Well, at least until you give an answer. Scarlet seemed confused.
Answer?
Broadsword gave a loud whistle, and with the signal given, the moon seemed to shine brighter as the stars began to shift. Scarlet looked up in bewilderment as the distant balls of gas moved around to form letters, which in turn formed two words. Two very specific words. Marry me? Scarlet sat there for a few moments, unable to form words. Slowly her head spun until she faced her boyfriend, her mouth agape.
When?
I asked Vladimir, who then asked Princess Luna. Broadsword smiled. I believe her words were, if I said no, Cadenza would never forgive me. So, answer?
Scarlet's jaw remained on the floor. She tried to form her words. Finally, however, she was able to pull herself together enough to blurt it out.
Yes! Of course! It's a yes!
She shouted as she flung herself against him, the two locking into a passionate kiss. Above them, discreetly sitting in the shadows, the Princess of the Night gave a satisfied sigh at the sight, before rearranging the stars back to their normal positions in space. However, as she spread her wings and took off away from the now engaged couple, she kept the moon lit up bright, and would do so until the sun rose the next morning. Thank you for tuning in for this chapter of Change by Tom117Z. If you enjoyed any of what you heard, please consider leaving a like. If you're not already, consider subscribing. And if you're really feeling incredibly generous and really want to support me in what I do, then there's a link to my Patreon down in the description below. Thank you very much for any and all support, be it like, sub, favorite, whatever. It's all helpful. I appreciate it all. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.